Hey folks, Dan Ferry here with your closing bell for August 6th, 2024. So what a difference 24 hours is going to make. So yesterday at this time, we saw the Dow Jones down 1,100 points and we saw mortgage rates plummeting. And now today we see the Dow Jones and all the markets, basically the overall broad markets are up about 2-3% all across the board. And mortgage rates are, well, they're not jumping this high. I'm going to show you the bond market here in a second to show you basically all mortgage rates should be flat. So what we're seeing right now in mainstream media and in the markets is the markets are counting on a Fed to head off a recession for this with sizable interest rate cuts. So what happened yesterday kind of freaked out all the markets. And now they're saying, okay, the Federal Reserve missed the ball. They need to cut rates. They're going to have to come interim before the next meeting and cut rates and all this other stuff. So now you're going to start hearing fears about a recession. Then what happens in a recession? Well, you have home prices drop and foreclosures skyrocket and people losing their jobs. Well, that's what I want to really talk about in this video. I want to kind of talk about those things because if you're watching this video, most likely you're saying, Dan, I'd either like to refinance or buy a house, okay? I'm not buying a house right now because I'm waiting for that crash and I didn't want to get a loan when mortgage rates were 8%. Well, now we have the mortgage rates come down dramatically, so you're still waiting for that crash, aren't you? Well, let's go over to see where delinquencies are right now, where foreclosures are right now, and when a recession happens, what usually happens to foreclosures and home values. That's what you're looking for. So let's get over to it. Right now, we're seeing the stock market. It's like I said, it's a far cry from where we were yesterday. Dow Jones, well, it was up 700 recently, but it's up 500. S&P 500's up 1.5%. NASDAQ's up 1.5%. And cryptocurrency's just killing it right now. But what we're seeing right now is a gauge that came out today that a lot of people didn't even pay attention to. What was that? Well, it was the delinquency rate for all loans, basically, in the U.S. So right through here, it just came out this morning. New York Fed borrowing delinquency rate. A lot of people didn't even see this, didn't pay attention to it, or maybe it just wasn't on anybody's radar, or maybe it didn't help their scenario of a crash and doom. Okay, let me explain. The aggregate delinquency rates of right now were unchanged from the previous quarter at 3.2%. So delinquencies aren't going nuts like a lot of people are telling you. So let's just not take this. Let's go to another article. I get newsletters each day, and this is one of them. And it kind of verbatim said exactly what the news was. Aggregate delinquencies were unchanged from the previous quarter at 3.2%. So we don't see delinquencies, like a lot of people are saying, just skyrocketing. Now, there is an area that is upticking quite a bit. And those are kids, I'll say kids, probably from 20 to 26 who have credit cards. They're struggling, okay? Maybe they need kind of management or budget tools. I'm just saying. But that is the area that's really struggling at this point. All right, so now let's take a dive into the delinquencies for sure. Now, this is from the Federal Reserve. Now, if you don't trust the news from the Federal Reserve, you might have to change the channel. So you can see right through here, going back all the way to 2013, we're at the lowest point that I think we've ever been in right through here. 30 days or 90 days or more past due on a mortgage. Okay, so this is the chart from the Federal Reserve. Okay, let's get over to here. What normally happens, can you see it? Can you provide foreclosure data going back to the Great Recession? Are we currently experiencing high levels of mortgage delinquency? So I went into ChatGPT and I put this in. Where is the mortgage? Where is it? Well, it says right through here. During the Great Recession, foreclosure rate reached unprecedented levels. In September of 2010, they reached 4.6%. Where are they right now? 0.3. Okay, as of early 2024, mortgage delinquency rate in the U.S. remained near historic levels. Okay, so we don't have, all that foreclosure stuff hitting the market. Okay, so now the next thing you're going to say is, well, you just said, Dan, there's a recession coming, right? Well, what happens to homes during a recession? Great question. Let's go back to ChatGPT. This is where I do all my fact checking. So I put in here, what happens to home prices during all the recessions in the United States? I wanted all of them. Okay, so we go down through here. The Great Depression, back in the 20s, 100 years ago, home prices fell sharply to the widest economic hardship basically we've ever had in our lifetime. Well, home prices at that point were maybe a couple thousand bucks. So, you got to take that with a grain of salt. Then let's fast forward to the recent days in the 50s. So in the 50s, the housing market saw a mild decline, but the impact of home prices relatively limited. The post-war economic boom helped to stabilize the market. Okay, let's fast forward to the 70s. Home prices generally stagnated or experienced slight declines to a rising interest rate environment. Okay, stagnated. All right. Recessions of the 80s. The recessions were characteristic by high inflation and high interest rates, which led to a significant slowdown in the housing market. Home prices experienced modest declines. I don't see crash anywhere on here, but that's what you're concerned with. So let's keep going. Let's go back to the 90s. The recession led a mild decline in home prices, especially in certain regions like California and the Northeast. All right. Then the early 2000s, the recession had a limited impact on home prices. And then you have the Great Recession, which is the poster child of why everybody says, well, there was a crash then, there has to be a crash now. So basically throughout all of history, all the recessions we had, there wasn't a huge housing crash other than the Great Recession, and that's a whole nother elephant that we want to focus in on. So now let's get to where rates are for today. So I debunked a lot of the misconceptions that you've been seeing, but here's where I was saying mortgage rates didn't go up because here's what the bond market's doing. So how do I know? And you might, if you're new to the channel, you might be like, Dan, what is that you're looking at? So up at the top you'll see it says MBS. What this is a mortgage-backed security bond that trades on Wall Street. You don't have to check out any other bonds or the federal funds rate or anything. If you want to know what's going on with mortgage rates, this is your tool. Okay, this is the bond that trades on Wall Street. Right up through here, this is what's going on with the price of the bond. And all you need to know is right through here. If the bond price is going down, rates are going up. If the price is going up, rates are coming down. There's a yin-yang, an inverse relationship with that. So we've been teetering between up two and down two. Okay, so there's really, the market is completely flat. So if you go over here and you see these numbers, I don't know where the heck they're coming from because there's been no moves in the bond market. Let's refresh it and see if that helps us at all. And nope, no changes there. So hate to say it, but Mortgage News Daily right now, the rates are wrong. If you want to find out what you qualify for, well, come over to my website. What my website is who am I? My name is Dan Frio. I'm just a mediocre loan officer that works at ServBank looking to help you guys out if you're looking to refinance or buy your first house. The cool thing about working at ServBank, we're a federal bank. That means I hold a federal license. I can help you no matter where in the U.S. you are. Not a lot of companies can do that. What we also are is a mortgage broker. We're a huge mortgage broker, one of the biggest mortgage brokers in the country. We would love to help you. How does this all help you? You might be saying, hey, Dan, you're a bank, you're a broker, who cares? Okay, here's why you might want to care. If you want to get multiple quotes, like most people want to do, if you're buying a car, but you know, painting your house, doing whatever, you want to get multiple quotes. Well, that used to be how you would do things. But nowadays, you can use a company like us. So it's going to be one application and one credit pool. Just think if you could have your credit pulled one time only. We're going to shop your loan with over 50 different lenders. Here's the benefit that you have. It's going to be one application, one credit pool. We're going to have the programs at ServBank. We can offer you all those programs and rates, but we also have the same programs and rates from these other companies we can offer you. So again, we're just trying to make it as convenient as we can for you because buying a house in today's world, your lifestyle is busy enough. Let us take the heavy lifting when you're trying to buy that first house and help you navigate the financing part of this. So visit us at the rate update. If you're looking to buy that first house, check and see if any grants are available to you, up to $6,500 of basically free money up there to give you for a down payment or maybe help you during closing costs, or maybe you're looking to refinance. But so if you want to do any of that, click the apply now button. Or if you're like, hey, Dan, I went on there and the wait time, I can't get an appointment with you until 3 or 4 days, give us a call. What you do is just scroll down to the bottom of the website. And you're going to get all that information right there. So you're going to find it right through here. If you want to reach out to us, please feel free to give us a call at 844-775-5626. Or you can reach me. This is my email address at dan@theRateUpdate.com. And I promise you, I will answer. So thanks for watching, guys. God bless. Have a fantastic afternoon. And I'll see you bright and early tomorrow morning. Take care.